everybody. This is Connor Lestoka here, and this is another 280 Mysteries We'll Never Get Back, the sub-podcast here at 372 Pages We'll Never Get Back, where we try to solve the caseload of Encyclopedia Brown along with him.
And it's Mike, a huge caseload. It's
it is a huge caseload. There's 280 mysteries. And last time, we did some of the ones from the 70s. Even Encyclopedia Brown started in the 60s, and we speculated, what is this series going to look like as it entered the new millennium? Because he kept writing these things for 28 books, or maybe a little less than that. But anyway, I found one from Book 24, Encyclopedia Brown Cracks the Case, from 2007.
And, what?
Yeah.
Is this one of those, because when I looked it up, I saw covers, and some of them, like, there was like photos of him instead of the kid, of Leroy.
Yeah. I did not care for that. It's like Frankie Muniz or something. Like,
yeah, I don't want to picture this guy that much. I want heavily sketched line drawings of him.
Yeah. No, this one is, it even looks sort of like AI art on the front. He's giving something to a duck with a magnifying glass. So
Is he checking out his corkscrew? Well, never mind.
he remains eternally 10. And but I was kind of hoping that, you know, Idaville might have been dragged kicking and screaming into the modern world. I don't think there's anyone with smartphones or Google Glass or anything like that going on.
In fact, don't think they have neighborhood internet or anything like that.
Listservs where people are like, did anyone hear that bang? Like, why are there helicopters above us in Idaville? No, it does not seem like this is necessarily a place that is advancing forward. It seems rather stuck in time. Mm-hmm. And that might become apparent when I tell you that the title of this case that he's going to solve in 2007 is The Case of the Stolen Confederate Stamps.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And we've got a picture of one of them right there. There's a picture of a stamp. It has a looking Confederate guy, and it's a 5-cent stamp. Let's go.
All right.
Oops, I just lost it. What the hell did
How many Confederate stamps do you own while you're looking for it? I'll just ask you.
Oh, brother, let me see. I've got...
The ones that I haven't stolen from you.
Yeah. I mean, I keep a lot of them in sort of like a temperature control thing, but the ones I proudly display in our living room are...
sure.
I think just yesterday I saw that there is a Virginia battle flag that is, you know, from a Virginia Confederate regiment that a Minnesota regiment, like, defended. They suffered, like, the highest amount of casualties, I think, of any American regiment in any war ever, got the flag and brought it back home. And then in, like, the early 2000s, Virginia was trying to get it back or something. And Jesse Ventura was like, we won it. Now it's part of our heritage now, type of thing. And I was like, wow, all right. That's the kind of thing you hope happens when you elect a pro wrestler as your governor. Like, he refuses to give back a Confederate battle flag to people.
If you want it so bad, why don't you come and take it from me?
So, yeah, lots of Confederate stamps in our household. We're very proud of them. Here we go with the case. Encyclopedia's stomach rumbled. He put down his book and checked his watch. It was 10 minutes past dinner time, and no one had called him to his table. He followed the smell of spaghetti and meatballs to the kitchen. Your father will be a little late tonight, Mrs. Brown said. He's tied up with a case at the convention center. Encyclopedia's eyes lit up at the prospect of a case. Do you think Dad needs help? He asked. Then his stomach rumbled again.
Now, look, I gotta say right away, 10 minutes after your dinner time? Are you that regimented? What are you, in an old folks' home? Like, where's my dinner? My stomach's a-rumbling.
Nurse, they've stolen my Confederate stamps. They're in my thing, and they took my stamps and my pills.
10 minutes past dinner time, and Leroy's banging a spoon. Where's my spaghetti and meatballs, woman?
He's like a cat. He's like rubbing up against her legs. Anyway, he says, do you think that needs help? His stomach rumbled again. Your stomach and your curiosity will have to wait a few more minutes, Mrs. Brown said. At 6:30, Chief Brown came home. What's happening at the convention center this week? Mrs. Brown asked after he had washed up and sat down at the table. That's a little awkward phrasing there.
I was trying to avoid the norovirus and
Sure, God, yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big diarrheal event at the convention center. Oh,
explosive,
my.
I would say.
And he says, the Philatelic Society is having its annual convention, he answered. I had to read that one pretty carefully. The Stamp Collectors Encyclopedia said, Sally and I plan to bike there tomorrow and look at the new stamps. Two very old stamps were stolen this afternoon, Chief Brown said. We recovered them, but we don't know who stole them. Give Leroy all the details, Mrs. Brown said. He's helped you out before. Chief Brown pulled his notebook out of his pocket with a sigh. I don't know, he said. Even Leroy might have trouble with this case. It's got me licked. So there's that 2007 slang. No one's really ever licking things by the time.
I'm plum tuckered. This thing's got me licked. Yeah. Dang it if I ain't sore over the whole situation.
10-year-olds looking up for their Pokemon. What? Encyclopedia ate his spaghetti while he waited for the details. A dealer named Mr. Sansbury brought two rare stamps to the show, Chief Brown said. Both were issued by the Confederate government after the Civil War began. The first was a 5-cent green Jefferson Davis stamp. The second was a 10-cent stamp with a picture of Thomas Jefferson. There must be lots of suspects, Mrs. Brown said. No, Chief Brown shook his head. Mr. Sansbury didn't put these stamps on display. He kept them locked in a small office. But he gave three collectors, all of them longtime friends, the key to the office so they could view the stamps in private. They each spent time alone in the room before Mr. Sansbury noticed the stamps were missing. But you said you already found the stamps, Mrs. Brown said. Didn't they also lead you to the thief? We searched each of the three suspects thoroughly, Chief Brown answered. Then Officer Lopez discovered that someone had pried up a corner of the carpet and slipped the stamps underneath. The thief must have intended to go back for the stamps at a later date, but it's impossible to find out which one of the three is the real thief. Mrs. Brown glanced at Encyclopedia. She seemed a little disappointed he hadn't solved the mystery yet. So wow. The hell down, Mom. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. First of all, I got some complaints about this family. You're eating your meal. You didn't say grace at all. So, I mean, this is the 60s/80s/2000s.
Yes.
Get with the times here. he's reading his book at the table. That was not allowed in my family.
That would be a big no-no.
Yeah, so anyway.
I also like the idea that, you know, if they're telling him about, you know, the Zodiac Killer, they're just sort of glancing over being like, come on, kid. This guy's out there ready to kill again. Solve the damn mystery.
Yeah. Is that one connected? The one in the park, that stabbing, is that connected to the one 40 miles away?
I want to go to bed. Tell us about the suspect, she prodded. Chief Brown turned the pages of his notebook. Each one of the suspects was alone in the room for a short time. The first was a Mr. Beckman from Tampa. He told us that he already had these stamps in his collection, a fact that Mr. Sansbury was able to confirm. Mrs. Dwyer is planning to open a stamp museum and a store in a northern part of the state, but she couldn't believe that a serious stamp collector would hide such valuable stamps on a damp concrete floor where they could be damaged.
Mrs. Dwyer?
He's listing the three people who viewed it, but he just went to say that without having any information.
Okay, so she's one of the three.
She's one of the
Mrs.
three.
Mrs.
She's
Dwyer.
Number two. Yeah.
Okay.
Perhaps it was the third suspect, Mrs. Brown said. That may be, Chief Brown said. Mr. Patterson has a well-known album of early American and Confederate stamps, and he has long been searching for these two to complete his collection. I wonder if this is something that's like just a well-known thing, that Confederate stamps are like, you know, Confederate money. Like, it just is it's a weird thing to assume that the kids reading this book are going to be like, oh, sure, this is like getting a Mickey Mantle rookie card.
Sure.
Mrs. Brown looked at Encyclopedia. She had run out of questions herself and hoped he was ready to ask the one that would truly crack the case. Suddenly, his eyes opened. What kind of carpet was on the floor? He asked. A standard dark blue carpet for a place like the convention center where there's lots of foot traffic, Chief Brown answered. The thief had pulled up one corner. Encyclopedia opened his eyes. Then it's obvious who the thief is. It's... Who was it?
What?
Yeah, you thought it was going to hinge on the Confederates, but it's another insane Sobel one.
Standard blue carpet?
A standard dark blue carpet for a place like the convention center where there's lots of foot traffic.
I did not know that was a standard. The dark blue was a standard for convention centers. I'll have to keep my eyes open a little more.
You weren't a 12-year-old reading this in 2007. It's just like different frames of reference.
That's true. That's true. Just as like Confederate stamps don't really make any sense to me. Okay, so you got Officer Lopez, who I feel like might be a red herring, but I don't know. There were two stamps.
Two stamps. They were a 5-cent green Jefferson Davis stamp. The second was a 10-cent stamp with a picture of Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, so no word about the color of either except the one.
Officer Lopez discovered someone had pried up a corner of the carpet and slipped the stamps underneath.
Mrs. Dwyer thought that it wouldn't work because it was the moist floor.
A damp concrete floor where they could be damaged.
Mr. Patterson's a collector.
And he's long been searching for these two to complete his collection.
Mr. Beckman
already had these stamps in his collection. I'm not sure why he wanted to see them then.
And when he asked the color of the carpet, that's when he says, I think I know who did it?
Well, he said, what kind of carpet on the floor? And that's where he said, a standard dark blue carpet for a place like the convention center where there's lots of foot traffic. The thief had pulled up one corner.
Wow.
I'll tell you what I thought it was.
Okay, tell me what I thought it was.
I thought it was going to be some sort of color blindness thing with the green stamp and the blue carpet. I have no idea if that's how it works.
That's what I thought of color, but yeah. Wow. Holy cow. This is we have scads of details that you have.
Yeah, and other red herrings and stuff like that.
This one is just devoid of any details.
Well, Sobel's got to be like 80 by this point in time. Might be slipping.
Holy
a
cow.
Lost a few miles on his fastball.
Oh, boy.
But there's four suspects, five if you count the omnipresent Bugs Meany. So do you want to take a stab at who it might be?
I'll take a stab at who it is, but I have no idea what he's going for here.
Okay.
I think it's the owner of the stamps was trying
to
get rid of them for some reason.
Mr. Stansberry.
So he knew, because he'd been in the convention center, so he knew how to pry up the carpet, and otherwise they would think it would be glued down. I don't know. Right. I don't know. Yep. So he knew that he had pre-pried up a thing of the carpet because he let them go in a room by themselves.
He's haunted by guilt from like the blood money that he's having from these Confederate artifacts type of thing.
I guess. And did they ever mention that he's colorblind or something? I don't know. This is bizarre. I have no idea what this is.
Okay. Well, here, this solution starts with an amazing sentence for a book for 10-year-olds. As soon as his father said the carpet was standard for a place like the convention center, Encyclopedia realized it had to have been a wall-to-wall carpet. Only the person who pulled up the carpet would know what the floor was like underneath. Mrs. Dwyer gave herself away when she said she would never hide the stamps on a damp concrete floor. After dinner, Chief Brown and Encyclopedia confronted her and she confessed. She did worry about damaging the valuable stamps on the floor, but the Confederate stamps would have drawn a lot of people into her museum and store, so she decided to take her chances. She planned to return to the convention center and retrieve the stamps after the show was over.
I'm throwing the flag on that one. I'm calling bullshit on that. That is not. No. 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 No.
That is tenuous as hell.
No.
Standard convention center carpeting. I mean, that's just...
Well, Mrs. Dwyer, her husband's a contractor. Mr. Patterson, He installs carpet. He owns a carpet store. What are you talking about? Officer Lopez. His brother works on the weekends. Is it like, what do you, this is the thinnest.
Oh, it's
gruel.
Yeah, it's this very, is,
I'm,
very
I'm
dumb.
Calling no on this.
You can
no
make a pretty
way.
Good assumption, too, about a convention center is not going to have, you know, hardwood floors underneath the carpeting or anything like that. Like, what are you, I don't know why it's damp necessarily. Like, is it in a cave?
Oh, man. This but, is yeah, bad.
Realizing that a convention center standard, he's been to a lot of these as a 10-year-old, he realized it would have been wall-to-wall carpet.
What do you think the Idaville Convention Center too? What kind of stuff comes there? Do you think?
Oh man, dude.
Like the
Monster Jam with Gravedigger.
Sure. Those. What's that form? The Chevy car, the one that looks like an old timey car.
The PT Cruiser.
The PT Cruiser enthusiasts. Yeah. You know, the ones who mod them out and stuff.
There's got to be one of those, like, reptile breeder conventions that you're like, that was here last month. It's here again. How often did these things happen?
Scrabble tournament, you know, a regional Scrabble tournament only.
Cruciverbalists gatherings. I don't know. That might be overestimating it. It's probably just one table where former WWE superstar Virgil is signing autographs or something.
And then right across the street is one of those restaurants with still like has the green booths and the worn copper railings, you know, where it's like, and the fake plants that like sort of poke you in the back of the head as you're trying to order your pineapple burger. Whatever.
Sure. A former Pizza Hut like type of place. Yes. With the,
All right. Well, I'm happy to take the loss on that one. That is just, he is just completely out of ideas.
Checked out. Yeah, that's yeah, it's good board. To see where this goes in 2007. I'll read more to discover if there's any that are like Encyclopedia Brown in the case of the Usenet villain or something like that, because sure. That would be great. But we'll see. So far, Confederate caught my eye. Had to see what happened. Disappointed it didn't have anything more anachronistic in there. But oh well.
Sobel's on his back deck, you know, like this.
Yeah.
What? Carpet. I don't know.
Yeah.
The rest writes itself.
Grandpa, this doesn't make sense. Convention centers have wall-to-wall carpeting. In my
one
day,
thing I know about convention centers is
you can hire a boy for a quarter.
Okay. Well, sorry, folks. I failed again.
But so did they. We all know that they failed too. So it's together. We're in it together.
All right. So long.